More of Lake Effect Now. I'm Mitch Teich. Thousands of kids in the Milwaukee area play youth soccer, but the vast majority of the sport is played by kids who live outside the city itself. But nearly 20 years ago, a local club went a long way towards expanding soccer's footprint here to the inner city. It was a club called the Simbas, and after some years of success, the club folded in 2006. But an effort is underway to bring it back. The history and the future of the Simbas is chronicled in an article in the October Milwaukee Magazine by James Carlton, who joins us now. Welcome back to Lake Effect.
Thanks so much for having me. It's a pleasure.
What makes the Simbas story so important to hear, in your estimation?
Well, besides the fact that I was personally involved with it journalistically, I think often people see these stories as some sort of cliche or archetypal sports story, you know, like underprivileged minorities succeeding in sports or in life is some sort of inspirational genre. And I think a lot of times people lose sight of the fact that these stories involve real people. And especially here in Milwaukee, having been here and having played for the Simbas and living here now, I think that we look for structures and people to lead and to sort of there's a lot of angsting and complaining and retching about how to fix the inner city or how to improve high school graduation rates, how to decrease crime. And, you know, I think a lot of people are looking for adults to be role models and structures to be in place where that can help aid that effort. And I think that the Simbas was that, and they were demonstrably that for quite a few years. And the fact that very few people knew about them, the people, the adults, especially the kids, and the fact that it eventually went away is incredibly sad. And I think it does sort of speak to that feeling in this city that those are almost hopeless endeavors often. But it is coming back now. And I think that that is also one of the reasons why it's inspiring and possibly very encouraging.
We'll talk about the first birth of this club. What was youth soccer like in Milwaukee when the Simbas came along at first, and where did they fit in?
Well, youth soccer in Milwaukee, it was then, and it still is now, dominated by white suburbanism, sort of a pay-to-play structure. And it often excludes minorities, people that can't afford to play, people that can't afford to get to pristine soccer fields or travel out to the suburbs to play against good opponents. And it's really sad because it is one of the sports that really doesn't require a lot of equipment. It really doesn't require a lot of infrastructure to be in place. But that's sort of the nature of the beast, given that soccer is not a popular common sport here. It's sort of left by the wayside. Football and basketball are especially popular in the inner cities. And that was the dominating prevailing theme throughout, obviously, the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. I would say probably still today, although it is making a lot of inroads in the inner cities. But when Simbas came along, I was the brainchild of Floyd DeBoe and Jimmy Banks, who both didn't know each other, but both had a very similar vision, both very proud and very proactive Milwaukeeans. Jimmy Banks, obviously coming from a World Cup background in soccer, arguably the most accomplished soccer player ever to come out of this state, but also a very low-key persona, had an amazing coach's mind and obviously a very, very accomplished playing career. And he had a vision to create a environment for soccer in Milwaukee where, as he said to me, boys could be playing with their boys.
Meaning that these weren't going to be inner city kids that they would just take and just drop on a team full of white suburban kids.
Right, exactly. Because it was a completely barren landscape in Milwaukee for urban soccer. You played basketball, you played football, or you didn't play soccer. It was the black sheep of sports, so to speak. And Jimmy came back and started the Jimmy Banks Soccer League, which was a great effort. But given his reserved, low-key persona, he needed a little bit of charisma to be infused into his vision for an urban Milwaukee soccer club. And that's where Floyd DeBoe came along. Unbeknownst to both of them, he was doing sort of the same thing with the Milwaukee Kickers. His son had been playing with a lot of all-white teams, was a very good player, but felt ostracized and alienated on those teams, or at the very least excluded from them. And Floyd, being as proactive and outspoken and positive as he is about creating equal opportunities for minorities, he decided to change that from the inside, joining up Milwaukee Kickers and ultimately becoming the executive or the chairman of the board. And he found out that Jimmy Banks was doing something very similar and basically got in the car, drove right over to Jimmy's office at the Boys and Girls Club and said, we're doing the same thing. Let's join up.
And the Simbas took off. What was the high water mark, would you say, for the club?
In the late 90s, in the early 2000s, the club was really starting to gain a lot of recognition for not only being a wonderful recreational league giving opportunities to underprivileged children, but also for being a dominant soccer team. A couple of the older teams at that time, a couple of the older high school teams were winning their Premier League. They were finishing as runner-ups in state cups and finishing as top finalists in national tournaments. They were sending kids, some of their players, onto the national team and the national pool of the Olympic Development Program and sending kids to Japan and Brazil and having their players play all over the world. After the Simbas broke from Kickers and became an independent club in the early 2000s, that's really when the team was sort of at its pinnacle.
The Kickers have stayed around. They are still, by and large, the dominant recreational soccer program in the region. What led to the demise of the Simbas?
Well, that's a source of a lot of disagreement or perhaps selective memories. I think the one thing that became clear in talking to several different people with different perspectives on the situation was that everyone agreed that it was a wonderful program, the Simbas and as well as the Central City Initiative, which was the recreational umbrella program, but specifically those competitive Simba select teams, that they were doing great things and that it was obviously a very successful on-the-field team. And that there was a lot of disagreement on how exactly it should be run. There was some disagreements on where the resources should be going and who should be controlling them. You know, a lot of the two words that came up the most were personalities and politics. And I think, as with many boardrooms, the Milwaukee Kickers boardroom at that time and probably still today contained a lot of big personalities with differing ideas, and there was boardroom politics that came up. And Floyd DeBoe ultimately felt that what he was doing with the Simbas was an operation that he could be doing alone and independently and with control singularly by himself and with Jimmy Banks, and that he didn't need the Kickers' help. And so he went off and, as he said, I took my ball and went home.
So what has happened today to allow for the return of the Simbas? Who is behind this latest incarnation?
It's actually it brings a smile to my face, but I think it's also a testament to what the Simbas were at the time. It was a family, and you see that manifested in the people that are bringing it back now. Demetrius White was probably, arguably, one of the most singularly affected members of the Simba team. He came from almost nothing and took soccer about as far as he could take it, both literally and figuratively. He traveled the world to Brazil and Japan and France, playing with U.S. and regional teams, and ultimately decided to come back to Milwaukee to start a family. And a couple of very tragic events in his life led him to sort of evaluate what was important to him and what was important to people, kids like him when he was growing up, and that was always the Simbas. It was a family to him then, and he's trying to create that family now. He's doing it almost single-handedly now. He's got Floyd DeBoe pulling some strings in the background and advising and consulting for him. But Dee is really doing it a lot on his own. And he's got a couple of the other former Simba guys come back now and sort of coming full circle to help him out and offer whatever services they can, whether it's coaching, whether it's financial understanding and filing for 501c3 applications and all sorts of things like that. It's really touching to see the manifestation of that Simba family mentality that they speak, that people that we speak of so frequently.
As someone who has been involved with the Simbas as a player and as a reporter, are you optimistic that it's going to work?
I am. I'm cautiously optimistic. To remove myself from having played with them, I think Demetrius and the people that he's surrounding himself with now are more realistic about the process. I think there's an understanding that it needs to be a slow and steady process. I spoke with Demetrius just a couple of days ago just to see where they're at, how they're moving forward. And he likes to call them the baby Simbas, and he likes to say the baby Simbas are making baby steps. They've got four teams right now playing in COA Milwaukee Youth and Family Center leagues. So there's a focus on keeping it insular and really nurturing the development of these new Simbas, without throwing them into a big recreational league like the Kickers. And there's plans to, come wintertime, move them indoors and continue the same have the same infrastructure in place and continue to practice and play games. And then come springtime, you know, start to really develop these kids, maybe establish an academy for them and start putting them into potentially competitive leagues.
Well, thank you so much for shedding some light on this kind of underrepresented story.
Thanks so much for having me.
James Carlton's article on the Simba's soccer club called The Lion Awakens is in the current issue of Milwaukee Magazine. You'll find a link from wuwm.com/lakeeffect. The Milwaukee LGBT Film and Video Festival gets underway tonight. One last break, and we'll get a preview of the festival's offerings. This is Lake Effect from WUWM.